Spiegel has worked on NPR's Science Desk, where she's reported on psychology and human behavior for over a decade. And before that, she was a founding producer at This American Life, which began back in 1995. Lulu Miller has worked on the NPR Science Desk since 2013. And before that, she served as a founding producer at Radiolab. And they are both the hosts of NPR's new show, Invisibilia. And they join us right now. Elise, I'll throw this first question to you. What does Invisibilia mean literally, and what does it have to do with the show that you two have put together?
Okay, so Invisibilia means, it's Latin for all the invisible things. And basically the show is about all of the invisible forces that shape us and that shape human behavior. And we are trying to make those invisible things visible by talking to scientists and talking to just normal people and then kind of teasing apart their stories.
So Lulu, do you have anything to add to that?
If people might want a few examples of what the heck are some invisible forces shaping me right now, a few of the things we talk about, one is fear. One is expectations, how the private thoughts and expectations I might have about you or you might have about me or a teacher might have about a student or a person might have about a rat influence behavior of someone else. Another one is thoughts and how we think about our thoughts. So I don't know if that makes it clearer or more confusing,
but those
are a few examples.
So people like to believe that they're in control of what they think and like how they feel. Mm-hmm. And how pervasive are these unseen forces that shape us that Invisibilia explores?
I mean, very. That's the shortest answer to that question. I mean, it depends what you're looking at, right? But what we are trying to do is kind of look at the frames through which we perceive the world, which again sounds a little bit abstract, but to think about it just in terms of the first show, we look at this man who has this very disturbing experience with his thoughts where one day he is, you know, has led a perfectly normal life. One day he sits down to watch a movie with his wife. The movie is very dark. And after that, he has these incredibly violent thoughts and he doesn't know what to think of them, particularly this one thought that keeps coming up, which is that he is going to murder his wife. And he cannot get that out of his head, and it just gets bigger and bigger, and he wonders, am I having a psychotic break, or what's going on? And we use that example to kind of pivot to this broader question, which is, how do you conceptualize your relationship with your thoughts? Every person that they can hear my voice talking right now has an ideology, a way of thinking about how seriously to take their thoughts. And what the show does is, after visiting with that man and hearing his need to kind of understand how seriously should I take these thoughts, we kind of go through a history of how psychotherapy has thought about thoughts and what are the options for us in terms of thinking about our own thoughts. So that's an invisible thing, how you conceptualize your relationship to your thoughts. You don't even think about it.
Yeah. So
you just have them.
But that's sort of a scary thought and an example. Like, there's got to be some positive things in this show, right?
Oh, yeah, tons. Yeah. I mean, like, in the other episodes.
So we do an episode on fear, which, again, may sound scary or dark, but we look at some really sort of fun and radical techniques for overcoming fear. And one story in particular, it's really celebratory. It's like a man who is paralyzed by fear of sort of rejection and social fears completely overcomes them in his life in a way that I think is very practical and very funny. And so there is sometimes we talk about dark things on the show, but there's also lightness. And I think in each show you get real sort of moments of each.
Elise, you were a founding producer at This American Life, and Lulu, you were a founding producer at Radiolab. They both have distinct aesthetic qualities.
Yeah.
And they both really invented new ways of telling stories on the radio. So what are the two of you bringing to the table from each of your experiences at those programs? And what does Invisibilia sound like? How is it unique?
I'm bringing a hand that takes away Elise's script, sometimes forcing her to try talking about a story or doing things off of script and doing things without writing. The Radiolab, one of their aesthetics is that a lot of their storytelling initially starts with conversation and then sort of working back from there. And then Elise,
essentially, what I've been trying to make Lulu learn my way. Learn how to write. And it turns out that This American Life and Radiolab, they have really different approaches to storytelling. And it's been this very interesting process of fusing these two styles and then taking it into different places, which I think we've done.
Elise Spiegel and Lulu Miller are the hosts of NPR's Invisibilia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.